Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Before we get into this next segment, let's grab some phone calls. We got two VIPs on hold right now. Oh, hey, Condo John, what's happening, kid?
Daddy B, what's going on, my brother? How you doing this evening? Hi, Anna.
Hi,
we're
there.
Good. We're all healthy and happy and just, thriving within this quarantine. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. I had a great week listening to you guys at night. I always listen to 9 night, man. Always.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Look, one day you'll get cable and you'll be distracted, but I want you to still come back and listen to us.
Absolutely, man. And I'm also there for you on Sundays too, brother.
How sweet are you? Well, this Sunday, actually, you'll hear Anna and Will 5 to 7 tomorrow. And then I will be on 11 a.m. to 2:30 with Mike Olivero and Ben Swig doing a football show.
Yeah, I also talked to Mike and Ben and all the guys.
I'm big fanboy.
Oh, man, big time, man. Will Koontz, I've spoke to everybody.
That's my dog.
I'm like the 102.5 bone man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a weird thing to say. You're the bone man, huh? Listen, who's your favorite though? Like, if you had to rank us,
I would definitely start off with Mike out the show.
Me too.
The whole show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would go with Johnny B.
This guy's good.
Then I'd go with Drew Garabo.
Not bad.
Then I would go with Roger and JP.
Yeah, man, that is awesome. I'm speechless, really, to rank me like that. That's crazy. Where would you put Stay Woke?
It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah, I probably.
It's a show. So.
Yeah, I probably.
It's on at midnight.
In the top five.
It's impossible.
That's pretty much all, though. Okay.
Well,
that's fine.
Well, listen, man, you guys have a blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you over the weekend, all right?
Bless up, pimp. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye. 727-579-1021-877-1102. What, man? You guys are on the Johnny B show, his number two.
I said Johnny B. I think he just meant you.
No, he said his shows. The shows.
Yeah.
Come on.
He just likes you.
You guys are the show, too. Come on. Jeez. If it was just me, it'd be the Midnight Meltdown again. Gay. Oh, speaking of gay, hey, Daniel.
I'm not gay, but I have punchlines for Anna.
Punchlines or pickup lines?
Pickup lines.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what you got for her, Daddy. Give it to her. And also give her some lines.
Hey, Anna, are you an exam? Because I've been studying you like crazy.
Oh! I like it. What else you got for
her? I'm on top of things, including you.
Oh!
Is this harassment?
Yep.
It's so hot, my zipper is falling for you.
Zipper is falling for you. Yeah, he's a child. He's adultifiling you.
I love my bed, but I'd rather be in yours.
Oh, my boy. That's my boy.
All right, here's the last one.
Spit that game, kid.
70% water, and I'm thirsty.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Your body is made up of 70% water, and I'm thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
You talking about me? My body?
No, Anna.
No.
My body's actually 94% water.
I told you, I'm not gay.
He's not gay.
Look, man, if you say it like that, it sounds like you are. I mean,
if Anna was a dude, I'd be gay for Anna.
Oh!
But...
Look, that's still up for debate, man. Stick around. Show's on till midnight. Have you seen her arms there, fella?
Hey!
Yeah.
All right. She does have some nice arms. I wish I could see her legs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably hairy as hell, dude, to be honest with you. Probably.
Axe.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
Unless you want, like, a skinny-ass Bigfoot leg.
What the hell?
What? You're skinny.
No, I'm not skinny.
Athletic?
Athletic,
yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
DM me back for once.
Yeah, why don't you DM him back?
Because he is a child, and I don't want to go to jail. Bye, bitch.
Whoa, coward. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You think that stopped R. Kelly? Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. No. Nike
crossbody got a I do want a Netflix special.
He seems fine. Really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it, it go right. Oh, hey, Fruit Loop, what up?
What up, Johnny B?
How you doing, kid?
Man, I can't complain. Just about to enjoy the weekend.
Hell yeah. So what can we
I
do
got
for
a
you?
Pickup line for Anna Hummel.
Oh, hell Christ. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right.
Hell yeah. Give it to her, Daddy.
Well, I played the lotto tonight, and I got all these numbers. I still don't have hers.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, if you had hers, you wouldn't be winning. Ah, yeah, got her. Later, man. Yeah, I love pooping on Anna. It's my favorite.
Great. A lot of fun.
It is, dude. Oh, man, it's really getting me through this whole pandemic.
Glad I can be of service to you.
You are. More than you know. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Now, I can't go to the Gap. There was a small period of my adult life where I was shopping at the Gap because I got down to a small enough size where I could buy their clothes. But that was very short-lived. It was my tiny window of glory, much like Charlie from Flowers from Algernon. It was just my tiny little moment where I was like, look at me. I'm wearing a regular large shirt. It was the dumbest, weirdest.
How long did that last?
A year. Yeah. Okay. Then I just started getting fat again. But, man, I got laid a lot in that year. Anyway, the Gap, they're introducing some of their new styles. And, boy, oh, boy, this is a bad one. What are they thinking here? Very cringeworthy camp shirt is being sold at some of the Gap online stores. It looks like it would fit right in a Nazi concentration camp.
Oh.
Yeah, and look, I just got done watching. I don't know why I was watching a lot of Nazi stuff lately. I watched the Rabbit, Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Great movie, by the way.
I need to see that.
You need to see it twice because it's really, really good. But the second time, you'll really catch a lot more stuff. But it's got some real funny stuff in it. And it's also, it touches on a lot of social issues and things like that. There's a lot of message in there. And it's not just what happened in, during that horrible, horrible time, you know. And then I also watched Hunters, which really was, you know, that was all about, you know, the Second and Third Reich and all that crap. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Well, here's the comparison.
Yeah, it's really close. So this shirt is basically just black, like gray stripes and white stripes, but it looks very close to the Auschwitz uniform.
It's fine.
It's stupid.
If I was walking down the street, unless it had a yellow star on it, I wouldn't be like, oh my God.
No, but you'd be like, that's dumb.
It's just a shirt with vertical stripes.
I honestly wouldn't even notice it. But especially if it was worn with khakis or something.
You should wear it with the Hitler shoes.
Oh, nice.
Puma Hitlers. Remember?
Yeah, those were, what, about 2 or 3 weeks ago they were catching flack.
Yeah.
They really do. Like when you look at these Pumas from, and we'll post a picture of both on the Johnny B Show page if you want to get a full Nazi outfit. I don't know why you'd want to, but this is definitely, you want to definitely coordinate the shoes with the shirt. It's bad. But the shoes from the top view, it looks like kind of like his hair around the top of the shoe. And then there's a little mustache right there by the laces.
Mm-hmm. And the shoe is white as well.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a Hitler shoe,
to be white, yes.
Good God almighty. It's really stupid, though. I mean, obviously they weren't trying for that. And once somebody started posting pictures, you know, the people at Puma were like, God damn it. Hey, Dan, did you not see this? God damn. Of course it's a running shoe. You're going to have to run after everybody. It's stupid. Yeah, it's bad. But this Gap shirt, these people are, they're professional designers. Even if it's not the horrible Holocaust angle, it's just an ugly shirt. Like, it's just ugly.
It's not cute, but I could totally see someone wearing this with, like, khakis or something.
I saw a kid on The Voice this season was wearing a shirt like that, and my first thought was, I went, what's he working, Foot Locker? And then my second thought was, and I got all cringed up. I'm so glad he got kicked off.
Referee or concentration camp
survivor.
One of
the two. Yeah, one of the two is a bad look. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, so it got me thinking of, like, really, really bad fashion trends, especially ones that are short-lived. Can you think of a fashion trend that came and left very, very fast.
That I participated in?
Maybe, or maybe just something that you observed, because I know.
Oh,
one.
I know. I know.
What?
The gaucho pants. Do you remember how gross those were?
Yes.
Yes. They were like, not capri, but what's one level? Maybe capri, but they were like wide leg, slinky material.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
And they were just awful. Yes.
Yeah.
Those,
like they're like
those were popular towards the end of college for me.
Horrible.
And, oh, those are bad.
And
yeah.
It was bad. And like fat girls would wear.
They're like bell bottom
no,
shorts.
Not the move. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah, they're doo-doo. Like, oh, the jean ones are the worst. My God. It's like something Gallagher would wear in a some sort of a porn or so. It's bad.
Yeah,
mine's similar to that. I was going to say the JNCO jeans.
Yes, those are, I would say even worse.
That's like the jean of the Insane Clown Posse, right? Like those kind of
the
people?
The people that would dance at those like raves. Yeah. Would you call them raves or what would you call them?
Like rage.
Underground no, but thing? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they wear like... They think they're nerds, but they think they're
like,
hardcore.
Like scene stir. I don't even know how you.
They're garbage, idiot nerds.
Genrefy them. Yeah, man, you know what I mean. Man. Weird white people. There you go.
It looks like a skinny person's wearing my jeans, and then they started melting off of them.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Oh.
I had a pair of JNCOs, but not like that. They were like kind of like normal jeans.
Oh,
they weren't
man.
Those really.
I'd
wide
have to kick
ones.
My own ass.
Yeah,
I really
bad.
Would. Recently, a style that. I was afraid it was going to stick around, but it's gone already.
Ooh, it's recent?
Yeah, in the last couple of years.
Okay, go ahead.
Male rompers.
Oh, romp hims?
Yeah, they were there.
Well, I think that was more of like that was like an ingest thing.
No,
I don't
dudes
think
were
that,
wearing them.
I know, but it was like they were funny. Like people who were into chubbies and stuff, you know, the brand chubbies.
Yeah, that's
like that
short,
kind of look.
Short khakis.
Yeah, I kind of like chubbies. I like that.
On guys?
I love chubbies.
On
yeah,
straight
I like,
guys?
I like that. Not the romp him, but like chubbies the brand. Like the short shorts, I like those on boys. I think it's cute.
I think it's cute too. Well, I'm gay guys. I like gay guys. I think gay guys are great. But there's a sounder. God damn it. But I just think it's a weird look, you know, for
a romp him is weird.
Those are the worst. Those,
yes,
those
but
are
I
so
like
bad.
I like the chubby shorts. I like those on guys.
Yeah.
But you know, guys that are hot already, so you know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah.
Just makes hot guys hotter, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
You like to see more leg?
Yeah, I love legs on guys. Yeah, I'm big on legs, big on back.
Should I get some chubbies?
That? You're chubby. You're fine.
Chubbies on a chubby.
No.
You know what's funny? They don't sell chubbies in a fat size.
I know.
It's a goddamn, they're called chubbies.
I know.
I need to make my own. Ooh, fatties.
Something more original.
Grossies.
Nasties.
Oh, my godsies. It's just short shorts for morbidly obese people. Huh?
Oh, portlies.
Blubberlies.
Blubberlies. Gross.
It just got rolled. It's got more pockets for candy bars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. They say, you know, the fashion trends, they kind of come full circle. Like history repeats itself, and so you'll see.
Yeah,
like,
so retro stuff comes back. Like 70s were big when I was like in middle school, high school.
Bell bottoms and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, which is
years,
stupid.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't mind like the 50s style is kind of cool.
Ew.
Like, what,
poodle skirts?
Yeah.
Ew.
What?
I want to see poodle skirts
but,
come back.
But like with guys, like their style was pretty cool. It's just like they were
jeans
wearing jeans
and, white shirt
and yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Not a bad look, you know. Not bad.
Whatever,
man. I remember when I was in the 80s, there was a trend where you tight cuffed your jeans at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So you would take like the bottom of your jeans and you would tuck it over.
Cuff them, yeah.
You would tuck it over, though, like to make them tight on the bottom and then cuff them up. So it was like really, really tight around your ankle. And
how did you feel about that?
Well, I did it. It was fine. What?
You didn't feel like you were, you know, tying your ankle off. You're going to shoot heroin in your leg or something.
I wasn't that bad then.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't have cankles yet. Okay. You don't have to be a stinking asshole to me. It's fine. No, I was very hip. I hung with the cool kids, you know. I was
I believe you are not hip if you say the word hip.
But back then, hip was hip.
Yeah.
You got to remember that.
Yeah, moron. Yeah. Why don't you grab yourself?
I don't believe you.
You grab yourself a time machine, nerd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Idiot.
True that.
Yeah, got her. 727-579-1025-800-771 1025. I remember Ocean Pacific was like a big brand, and it was just like stupid like surfer shirts or whatever. But I had like 50 of them, like different different like button down OP shirts. And then for some reason, Coca-Cola sweatshirts were real big in the 80s. Like you just you were walking billboard. Like you just had a sweatshirt with a Coke logo on it.
Okay.
It's dumb. I don't get it.
Did you have, Anna, did you have Targets in California?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you remember utility jeans?
No.
We had, I don't know if that was a Florida thing or nationwide.
Style?
Yeah. It was a brand, and they had, they were like jean shorts, and then they had like this stripe down them, and it was like maybe like a jersey material, or it would be like a checkered material.
No. Yeah. I did participate in this as a kid. You probably don't remember this, Johnny, because I'm way younger than you.
I was alive when you were alive.
I know, but I mean, you wouldn't have, I don't think it would have crossed your radar, but the jellies.
I remember jellies.
Jellies?
Yeah.
I would get those. Those were disgusting. They'd give you blisters, and then you wouldn't wear socks with them, so they'd smell like ass. But you could get them in all these different colors. Some you could have glitter in them, and they glow in the dark.
When I was a kid, we had jelly bracelets. Were huge, and like you would like give them to people, trade them and stuff. But the cooler kids would have like 50 of them on. It was like all kinds of little jelly bracelets. Like it was girls and guys wore them, but it was cooler with the girls. But yeah, and then they would take them and they would like wrap them around like the bracelet part and wrap it around a finger. It was like, it was dumb, really stupid.
Pretty cool. We used to do snap bracelets.
Yeah.
I love those things.
I was a little bit after my time too.
Yeah.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.